Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Davis. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Luke Chiazza. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mickey Haslin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Burger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitehead scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is hit by the pitch. Whitehead moves to second. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is hit by the pitch. Whitehead moves to third. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitehead scores. Moore moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie takes first base on ball four. Burger moves to second. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Burger moves to third. Leslie moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Charlie Root now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin throws to second for one, and Whitehead throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Root moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Haslin misplays the ball. That's an error on Haslin. Root scores. Gallen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Herman moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubble hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields the ball and throws to root covering. Safe. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leslie hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack bunts towards the mound. Hubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root bunts in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Marti moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berger. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Marti scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiazza hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5. And the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Marty reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leslie hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haslin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Baker now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Collins bunts towards the mound. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallen moves to third. Hack moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field. Berger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berger. Gallen scores. Hack scores. Collins moves to third. It's 9-3, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Haslin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leslie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. It's 10-3, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 11-3, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 3 in the game. Root hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Tom Baker. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 4 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.